All right, so episode number 2 in the can here. Finished up with my daughter McKenna, had a little fun, had a little serious talk, so enjoy it. Let us know what you think. Subscribe, rate it, all that fun stuff. Share it, tell your friends. Hopefully it'll get better. Music you're listening to is a band called Myopus. Myopus? It was an actual band a few years back. I don't even know if they're still around or who they were. I just had some of their audio and thought I'd share it. That was a good song. So enjoy. Enjoy the podcast.
Wait, can you pause it really fast?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, well, I just farted, so. I thought they might be able to hear it, so I didn't. No.
The mic's not that good to pick up farts.
True.
And we are recording.
I'd be impressed.
I mentioned that, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Hi, McKenna.
Hi, I'm McKenna.
I'm Sean, the host of the I'm Not Kevin podcast. Today we're interviewing McKenna.
I'm McKenna.
McKenna Shinsplint Holsworth.
I'm his daughter.
Whose daughter?
I'm not Kevin's daughter.
I'm not Kevin's daughter?
No, I'm Sean's daughter.
And who is Sean?
Sean is you, but you're not Kevin. You're Sean.
Is it weird not being Kevin's daughter?
Yeah, I'm not Kevin's daughter. I wish I was Kevin's daughter. I'm just kidding. I kid. It's way too... Look, I'm going to just back up.
That's fine.
So right now, I'm currently icing my leg because I have shin splints.
You are a shin splint.
Do I have to do you want me to...
Okay. Yeah, tell that story again. I'll probably edit it up. I'll probably have to find the good version.
True. So I've been doing cross country, just started over the summer so that I could get... lean.
Yoked.
And so I've been running, and over the course of this week I've ran 9 miles, so periodically running. And I did not wear the right shoes. I wore Nikes because life. Nikes are cuter. And then I got shin splints, so we had to get better shoes.
What did we get?
They're called Asics.
Do you like them?
They're hideous, but they feel better on my feet.
But since you already have shin splints, you have to deal with it.
Yeah, and so I have to take a break. So I'm going back tomorrow because I think we're doing weightlifting, but I'm not sure. And then I have to leave again.
Because?
Because I'm getting surgery on Wednesday.
Yo!
Yeah, bro. I think my gallbladder taken out.
Because you don't feel like you need it anymore?
No. Yes, that too. But also because I have gallstones. Mm-hmm. And the gallstones could give me pancreatitis.
And that could be bad.
And that could be fatal. So mm-hmm. There's my life. In a nutshell. Oh, just kidding. No. I also just got back from cheer.
Cheer practice? High school cheer practice, varsity cheerleading.
Yeah. I'm going to be a junior in high school.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's going to be a tough year.
Yeah, for real. I'm taking 3 AP and honors classes next year. So.
Fired up.
Yeah.
Straight A's.
Not quite.
Come on.
But I mean, in honors classes, if you get a B, it's a grade bump to an A. So. I could get a 4.0, but not necessarily get straight A's.
You could get a 4.0, but not necessarily. Okay, I got you.
But I could also get a 4.5 if I did get straight A's.
So you can do that.
We'll see.
Too bad this isn't a video podcast because your face would tell the whole story.
For real. They have those.
Yeah, I've seen them. That might be a later rendition of this train wreck.
If you get a better studio.
We'll just take over your room and make it into a studio.
Never. Gavin's. He's moving out.
He is?
In 2 years. Right?
Got me.
Where is he? Is he here?
Gavin is the subject of a future podcast. Will be called The Boy.
He's my brother.
Or the son. The this son. Is the daughter. That'll be the son.
That's so boring. That's the boring, most boring titles.
What would be a better title for this podcast?
Interviewing the most interesting person in the world. That could be good. People would listen to that. Yeah.
So. And then what?
What do you mean for Gavin? Interviewing the most boring person in the world. Mm-hmm. And for Mom, you can just leave that as wife for the beginning.
The wife.
The wife.
Episode one.
Are you going to interview the dogs?
Do
you have to think about that one?
We don't have them trained to...
speak yet.
Speak.
Yes.
They like to bark at stuff in the alley, though.
That's true. Daisy howls.
Yep.
Daisy's our Labrador.
We get the fire department or whatever going down the street, and she likes to... She's got the whole neighborhood howling.
Yeah. That's true.
So why don't you go to practice this morning?
Okay, do we really have to discuss that? Okay. So, first of all, Mom told me that I shouldn't even be going because of my shin splints, but I was going to go anyways. But Kelsey, I spent the night at my best friend Kelsey's house, and we stayed up until late, wee hours of the morning. And then...
Did she make it to practice?
No. Why would she go, not me? Because I remember we woke up at 5 a.m. this morning, and she was like, do you want to run? And I was like, eh. And then she's like, okay. And then we just fell back asleep. I
thought you guys were doing weight training or something.
Well, okay, so last week... Our coach, Coach Armour, is what his name is. He told us that this week we might be watching a movie, which is weird. I think it might be some, like, inspirational running movie. And then, or we might weight train. So I don't know what they did today. I'll have to contact one of them.
So you're going to get in trouble for not showing up?
No, it's optional over the summer. That's why I'm doing it right now. To see if I like it.
And you do.
Yeah, it's okay. Except I got shin splints, so.
Yeah, that sucks. I've had them before. They're not fun.
It hurt. At cheer today, it was hurting when I was tumbling.
Tumbling? Would you just fall down? Tumble?
No. Tumbling is a aspect of cheer. There's four aspects of cheer. Dancing, stunting, jumping, and tumbling. And I have my Randolph back handspring, which is like a flip thing in the air.
What do you mean you have it?
I can do it properly.
Then why don't you say I can do it?
Because it's different. It's just different wordings of words. And
jargon, is that cheerleading lingo?
Yeah, it's cheerleading lingo. Language, cheerleading language. And whenever I did it today and it hurt my leg. That was the point of that story.
That was quite the point of the story.
Yeah, I know. So that's... My summer's pretty productive for not doing summer school for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I did PE last year.
You did something the year before, didn't you?
Health.
All right. So, going to be a junior.
Yeah.
Driver's Ed will be starting before too long.
I was supposed to do driver's ed the first week of summer, but cheerleading got in the way of that, like it always does. So, I'm going to do driver's ed on Saturdays, or I might do it online while I'm healing from my gallbladder surgery, if my dad lets me. Fingers crossed. So I'll be doing that while I'm healing. And I also have to, tomorrow, my mom and I are going to Barnes & Noble's because I have two books to read over the summer for AP English. So I might be reading books while I'm healing because it's like a 2-week healing process.
Yeah, I've had mine out and it hurts, but you kind of have to force yourself just to get up, do stuff. It's easy just
stretch.
It's easy just not do anything. You kind of have to just get up. Get up.
Yeah, and he told me to massage the incisions, so I don't know if that's...
Vitamin E oil, too, to make the scars less.
Yeah. I don't want to have scars over the summer. It'd be no fun.
Yep.
Because I'm only 15 and a half. I don't know if we said that.
Just said you were a junior. We're going to be a junior.
I'll be 16 in November.
But who's counting?
Me.
So you're going to have a car, driver's license, maybe?
Yeah, you and my Uncle Jeff... Painted my car gray, silver. Looks pretty nice. Got new lights.
In the shade, it looks gray. In the sun, it looks silver.
Yeah. It used to be blue, and I did not appreciate that color, so they changed it for me. It was an ugly blue. It's a Camry.
Well, when we bought it, it was a good color.
Yeah. That was long before my time, so.
No, that was right about your time.
No. I don't remember that.
We bought that car because you were going to be born.
True. What car did you guys have before, like with Gavin?
Toyota Corolla. Hmm. Smaller than that.
Wow. Didn't think that was possible. Okay.
Crinkling of the ice bag.
That's just my ice.
Good bag. Audio.
Sorry. So.
What else is going on? What's your future?
Okay. Well.
What's your past?
Let me. Past is not even important because I have a future. Boom. So. So I have multiple different career goals. First, I want to be an actress, a comedic actress, which is a dream, more or less. Not really a goal because, well, I mean, it is a goal. Someone once told me, don't have a second goal because your first goal is what you want to happen. So if you have a second goal, then there's a possibility that the first goal won't happen. So, I mean, I don't know. That was,
yeah. Who told you that?
My friend John. But
what's his experience? What gives him
the right to give me advice?
Yeah.
John's like my best friend. We've been friends for probably 2 years now because we met each other freshman year of high school, and now it's the summer before junior year. So we're pretty close, but it's like we don't hang out outside of school, but we give each other advice, and he told me that. So my other career goals, if I do not become an actress, aspiring actress, I would like to go into the medical program, be a surgeon. I don't know if I want to do neuro or cardiac, or I want to be a gynecologist, deliver babies. That'd be fun. So. Yeah. And I like real estate. I like to write books.
Are you still working on your book?
Yeah. I started it March of 2015, and I'm still working on it.
Does it have a title? Working title?
Not yet. I thought I would make it up as I go, but I still haven't figured one out.
It's been a long project.
Yeah, it really has.
I'm messing with the cables here.
I feel like you should leave them where they're at, Dad.
I just don't want to put too much pressure on that.
Oh, that'll bend. Erode.
So that's quite the future.
Yeah, so medical school or an actress. Both pay a lot of money, so.
That's priority or what?
No, it's really not. But I want to have a bunch of kids, so I kind of have to have money.
A bunch of kids. What's
from my mean? Experience, they need money, so.
That ain't no shit. How many kids is a bunch?
Well, I mean, 4 would be nice, but maybe I'll just have 3. Because I want 2 girls and 1 boy. But, you know, if I get twins, then obviously it's not really a choice.
Twins don't really run in our family. It's kind of a hereditary thing, I think, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Maybe. What if I had quadruplets?
Oh, my God.
Then I'd have more than 4 kids because I would want.
All I'm going to say is, as a grandparent, I'll be moving out of state.
Never.
So you can't be dropping them off.
Well, especially if I'm in medical, then I'll need a pretty good babysitter.
You gotta do that crap before you have kids.
I know. I'll be like 40.
Mm-hmm. It's a give and take.
We'll see. I'll probably end up being an actress though, so.
You think so?
Yeah.
What kind of actress?
A comedy.
Like who do you aspire to be like?
Who's your Steve Carell?
He's not an actress.
Tina Fey.
She's an actress.
Yeah, Amy Poehler.
She's an actress.
Jim Carrey. Not He's an actress. Actor, but it doesn't matter, okay? I could play a male role. I wanted to.
Have you ever seen him in Living Color?
No.
You should watch it.
I've seen him in the funny stuff.
Living Color is the original funny stuff.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of like a kind of Saturday Night Live like.
Oh, I think I heard of it.
Yeah, the Wayans brothers and.
Yeah. I love, the first movie I saw him in was The Grinch. And The Grinch is like my most favorite character ever. Like, not ever. I obviously like Michael Scott more than The Grinch. But
obvious to me, not to people listening.
True. It is not obvious. The Office is my favorite TV show. I've probably seen all 9 seasons 8 times. maybe. That's 72 episodes of my life that I'll never get back.
It's a lot of wasted time.
Yeah, and like each episode is like 30 minutes.
So. That's a lot of studying time that didn't happen.
Yeah, it's okay. I still got good grades. They're okay. So, like, I like that show a lot.
A lot. It's a great show.
Right now I'm watching Parks and Recreation, which is like, instead of a male lead, it's a female lead, which is Amy Fuller. So I'm really liking that a lot.
It's kind of a spinoff of The Office, right?
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of different aspects of it, too, because they work in, like, government, and The Office is more, like, business. Mm-hmm. So.
Aziz Ansari is in that show. I really like him. He's funny.
The Indian?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know if I was allowed to say that.
Yeah, you can say Indian. He's an Indian guy.
He's funny. He's really hilarious. Funny. Yeah. And Chris Pratt, isn't it?
Chris Pratt.
He was in other movies. I don't know. He was in something. I
he was
can't
a superhero.
Yeah.
Long ago, right?
Yeah, what something.
Was he was...
I'll look it up. Power of the Thumbs.
Power of the Thumbs on the friggin' iPhone.
It would probably be more obvious if it was a video podcast, but I'm looking it up right. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, he was the guy in Jurassic World.
That's right. That's right. So he was kind of a pudgy guy.
Yes.
Back in the day. And then he got all yoked and fit and studly-like and all the girls.
He's pudgy in Parks and Recreation. It's really funny.
Mm-hmm. Now he's this leading character kind of a guy.
Mm-hmm. And his wife in Parks and Recreation, she's my favorite out of them all. She's sarcastic.
Which girl is she?
I forget her name, but she's really funny. And her name's Amy in the show.
I don't know which character that is.
Oh, well. I don't know. She's...
Is she the girl that was in The Office?
No. That's Rashida Jones, I think. But she's, like, really sarcastic and dry. No, her name's April in the show. It's Aubrey Plaza. I don't know if you ever heard of her. But right. She was in Dirty Grandpa.
Why do you know what that is?
I don't know if I should say that. I
in front of your dad.
I've seen the trailers and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's your story.
Robert De Niro is old.
Have you ever seen him in some of his old movies when he was...
In the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers, Meet the Parents.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he was all...
Talking about before that, when he was young.
Oh, I know, I haven't. But then he was all sweet and nice in The Intern.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen that
yet. It's a spinoff.
Is it?
No, like, it's, like, weird because he's always been so, like... outgoing, and then in The Intern, he's, like, sweet and nice.
He's generally a badass back in the day. I mean, he's done a lot of, like,
yeah,
kinda, you know, tough guy roles.
And then in The Intern, he's like, I don't know, it's weird. How did we even get on that subject? I don't know.
We were talking The Office and then
Parks actresses. And Rec
And somehow, how are you seeing all these Dirty Grandpa movies? The internet's terrible.
Well, it's just because Zac Efron.
I don't know what that is.
Yes, you do.
I don't know what that is.
High School Musical.
Yeah, I know what that is.
He's attractive. You know in Neighbors 2? You know Dave Franco?
Dave Franco?
You know James Franco, his younger brother?
Yeah.
He's gay in that movie. Spoiler alert. You might want to cut that out. Because I haven't seen it yet, and someone spoiled it for me.
That wasn't very nice of him.
Well, it was Andy, so.
She
Andy
seen it?
Is my... What?
She seen the movie?
Yeah, she saw it in theaters. Andy is my other best friend. We've been best friends since third grade. She's pretty cool. We share aspiring dreams because she really wants to... She's always wanted to be a singer. She takes singing lessons from Amy Adams. And Amy Adams was on American Idol, I believe, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But she takes lessons from her, and she's really, really good at singing. But, like, she wants to move to New York and have a journalism job, which is really cool. So we kind of, like, share big dreams, I guess. I want to move to Europe.
Why Europe?
Because I like the culture.
The culture.
And it's really pretty, and I want a husband with an accent. So that's the way to go.
You could import one. We live in California. There's lots of accents around here.
No, it'll be harder to find one here. Then it'll be so easy to go there because I'll be the one with the accent, right?
Just any kind of accent or any specific?
Well, I really like British accents and stuff. But I really want to move to Italy, so like an Italian accent would be good.
What do you like? What's Italy? What do you like about Italy?
Italy is just really pretty and like, thought I like was, all the beaches.
Thought it was the food.
The food, that is literally the best. My favorite food is pasta, spaghetti, anything, noodle. And if I move to Italy, I can have that every day.
There's a problem with that.
Why?
Vegan.
Okay.
So?
Some pastas have monoglycerides and diglycerides in them, which is come from animal fat, but you could find vegan pasta. It's truth.
But you probably won't. Not in Italy.
Yeah, I will. There's a lot of, like, liberals and stuff in Europe.
So what's that got to do with being vegan? Is that one and the same? If you're a vegan, you have
well,
to be liberal.
Well, it's a stereotype.
Or if you're liberal, you have to be vegan.
It's a stereotype that a lot of vegans are, like, very liberal or
hippies.
Democratic. Yeah, hippies, you know. I like hippies. I enjoy them. Their company is pleasant. I've never met one, but...
Seen them on TV.
Yeah, I've seen them on YouTube and stuff. But I am a vegan, which means I do not eat meat, milk, eggs, any animal-based products, gelatin, stuff like that.
So boring.
Well, I think it's interesting. So if somebody wanted to know.
It's been interesting around here watching Mom cook
tofu.
Multiple meals and tofu, and I just had tofu dinner a little bit ago. It was good.
It was good.
I got no complaints.
Except you didn't like the pineapple.
You know, like, I'm not a big sweet and sour kind of a guy.
Yeah, she was talking about that earlier, that you didn't want your grapes in your salad.
Yeah. The salad was good. Did you have some?
No.
So
she put feta cheese in it.
Oh, yeah. There was a recipe that she got from somebody on TV or on the radio or something. It was a pretty good salad, but...
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Italy, I just want to go to Europe, honestly, like, be nice. Could be a European actress. Well, I'd be an American actress in Europe.
Yeah, probably have to know, like, if you're going to go to Italy, you have to know Italian.
Oh, dang it. What if I went to London? Do they speak English?
They speak Londonish.
That's not a language.
You're right, it's not.
Like, if I went to Britain or London, would they all speak English?
Not everybody, but not everybody speaks English here.
Like, most of them,
yeah,
the majority.
They speak the Queen's English.
Which is just like this, like, British?
Like, yes.
With an accent? Yes, that's
an
where
accent
I'll go
to
then.
You.
That's where I'll go. How long have we been recording?
About 25 minutes.
It's a good amount of time.
Not really. So what are you going to do whenever all your friends listen to this?
None of my friends will listen to this.
What about Kelsey?
Well, one friend.
You said she subscribes to this podcast.
She does, but that's one friend that I don't care about.
What?
Like, I don't care about her opinion of me. Because she's seen it all.
She's seen it all.
For real. I wanted to see The Conjuring 2 with her today, but...
Why didn't you?
Because I was having an attitude with Mom.
Why is that?
Because... We're not getting into that.
That's not podcast worthy.
No, it's not. It's gibberish.
Huh.
Look at me, I already sound British.
Gibberish. You're gibberish. What about boys? Can we talk about boys in the podcast?
I guess. No one's going to know that this was me.
It might become viral.
It would not. If it did, then I would jump into a lake.
You what?
I'd jump into a lake.
We're in California, there aren't any lakes. There's no water in any lakes here.
There's beaches. Yeah, huh?
Not hardly.
Well, whatever. Boys are... I don't know. I feel like this is going to be insane.
Is this going to be an appropriate conversation to have with your dad?
Yeah, no. This is... No, you... I feel like I am too young for a boyfriend.
I can support that.
I know. That's why I didn't want to say it, but... Like, not really, but like... I feel like I can't drive. I have to ask my parents for money. I don't have a job. Like, having a boyfriend would be hard. Like, they're going to want to be all needy and expect that stuff.
Expect what stuff?
Like, expect me to, like, buy them stuff or, like, be able to just show up somewhere, but I can't drive.
Sorry about that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
A good boy's not going to be expecting you to buy stuff for him. He's going to be buying stuff for you.
Well, I do not think that... The male has to buy the woman all of the things. I think that the female should have to buy things too. Feminism.
So. Okay.
I'm just saying. Like, I just think, like, okay, so, like, if I liked a boy, then I would date him. But there's just nobody at my school that catches my attention. Does that make sense? I feel like I'm going to meet him in Europe. He's in a different country.
Interesting.
Yeah, pretty interesting. To some people, maybe. Mm-hmm. Probably not the people that are going to be subscribed to yours. They're going to be, like, into more professional talking.
What are you talking about?
Like, they're going to want to hear about politics and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do we want to talk politics?
If you want to get into that.
Does that have to be an argument?
It might be. Might end up being an argument. I saw this thing today. I don't know if I should bring it up, but you can cut it out if I shouldn't. And it said, our society would rather see two men holding guns than holding each other's hand. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
What clock? What? Where did that clock come from? Did you hear the clock? I heard it. It was like...
Probably. I don't know.
The one behind me, probably.
I have no idea.
But I don't know. I think that's weird. Like, I think it's weird how everyone's, like, so concentrated on gay rights or, like, supporting or making it illegal or whatever, you know, whenever people are shooting each other.
I don't get the point.
Like, why are we so focused on, like, little issues like gay rights or... I'm not saying gay rights is little, but, like stuff like that or, like, little laws whenever people are literally killing people. Like, why aren't we more focused on that?
So what do you think the author of the meme was trying to say?
I think they were a little bit different-minded than me. I think they were trying to say, like, we should prioritize laws differently. Like, I don't think that legalizing gay marriage should be above, like, gun laws.
That's your opinion? Is that your opinion, or is that what you think the author was saying?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
The way I interpreted the author was saying...
I feel like the author was supporting gay rights and supporting stricter gun laws. But, like, that's not how I took it. I don't know. I feel like... I don't really know how I feel about gun laws, because people are still dying. Like, people are always going to be dying.
People were dying way before guns were invented.
I know. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, but more recently, there's been, like, mass killings and stuff. And, like, in my point of view, I feel like we shouldn't be able to kill that many people with one weapon. But we should also be able to protect ourselves. I don't know.
You shouldn't be able to kill that many people with one weapon. What if there's that many bad people?
I don't know. You see, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't really know the solution. That's why I guess I'm not part of the team.
Mm-hmm. I saw some statistics today regarding, you know, obviously, this podcast is recorded a couple days after the Orlando massacre.
Christina Gimme.
Yep. And obviously, our prayers go out to those families involved and all that, because that's pretty catastrophic. And obviously, the gun debate is very hot topic right now.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are posting the pros and cons and the opinions and stuff, but I always like to look at stats. So the FBI, federal government of the United States, Bureau of Investigations, posted, you know, they have crime stats that they track every couple of years. They post them. So I think the most recent ones are 2014. So they posted murder victims.
Oh, really?
By the way they were murdered. So total firearms for 2014, the United States, 8,124. It's total firearms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Of those, so obviously the debate right now is, why do people have AR-15 rifles? They're so, you know, they're so, I don't know what the opinion is, but they're obviously getting a pretty rough rap in the sense of what they're capable of doing and how often they're used and things like that. So of the 8,124 firearm
murders in the United States in 2014, how many would you guess were done by rifles, which an AR-15 is considered a rifle?
Oh.
How many would you guess?
I don't know.
Of the 8,124, how many murders were committed in the United States by rifle?
8,124?
No.
248. Wait, no. No, that wasn't my guess. I was asking you how
many. Sorry.
No, you just told me.
Now you can guess. You'll get it right. Only less than 300, less than 250 were by rifles. Mm. 5,562 were done by handguns.
Wow, that's a large amount.
Very small amount.
No, the other one.
Yeah, of the handguns. Shotguns, other guns. And then there was one, there's a category called firearms type not stated. And that was like 1,959.
Wow.
Which I don't know what that means. What, you know, I don't know if that was just failure to collect the information. So those stats, obviously, of the 248 for rifles could be inflated, under categorized, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
But it was interesting to see the number of knives or cutting instruments. 1,959 in 2014. Or, yeah, 2014. So 248 people murdered by rifles in the United States. 1,959 murdered by knives or other cutting instruments. So why are people going after rifles?
I don't know.
There was more people killed by blunt objects, like clubs or hammers. There was 435.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There was more people killed by fists, or like personal weapons, like your fist or your hand.
Like fighting?
Feet. Yeah. There was freaking 660 killed in the United States. So what's that tell you? Are we focusing
that guns isn't really the problem.
Are we focusing on the right thing?
Right, but I'm just saying, like, how do you fix the other problem? How do you stop them from doing that?
That's probably the bigger question, right? How do you stop people from wanting to murder other people?
Like, I would say, like, guns isn't the problem, and, like, you can't put stricter laws on guns, but, like, what else do you do? Somebody else has to figure out a counterpart for that, right?
Well, you're talking about a larger problem in trying to stop murder, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right. Or, like, just, like, killing people in general, like...
How long has murder been happening?
Forever.
Since before forever.
Yeah.
So how do you stop it?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I feel like we need to find some other way. There's got to be some way to stop murder, like, honestly.
Who's done it?
God.
Mm-hmm. So we're an imperfect people, right?
Yeah, but why is it happening more often now?
Is it?
Yeah.
Says who?
We've had more mass murders in the past couple of, like, weeks than we have in a bunch of years.
You think so?
Yeah, I know.
You know so?
I know so.
In 2010, there were 13,164 murders in the United States. In 2014, there were 11,961. So 2 years ago, there was less murders than there were in the previous 5 years.
Yeah, but what about this year?
I don't have that data.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just feel like there needs to be some other way. Like, besides, like, arguing back and forth, like, whether we should put stricter gun laws, why doesn't just one person, like, come up with an idea of why we can stop it besides stricter gun laws?
Seems kind of simple. But it's, I don't...
It's
but,
not,
but it's
though.
Not.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but mm-hmm. but I think if you compare our society with a society, and I don't know the numbers, but I think if you compare our society with, you know, say pre-modern age societies, I think you'd find that our crime stats are better.
Really?
I think some of the... Like, I don't want to say prehistoric, but some of the maybe Middle Ages, stuff like that. I think those, it's, course, we have a much larger population now, too. So it's kind of hard to compare numbers.
Statistics.
So yeah, you know, well, your favorite class last year, right?
Physics was my favorite class last year.
Oh, you haven't done statistics yet.
No, physics was not my favorite class last year. Physics was my least favorite class last year. Ever. My least favorite class ever.
But, so it's hard to compare numbers. I mean, you can compare, you know, per 1,000 numbers or percentage, or, you know, all those kind of things. And it's, but it's still hard to really quantify, I think, what, you know, how that relates to.
Exactly.
Way back when versus now. But I just, when somebody shoots a bunch of people in one location, it's easy to get publicity for that one incident, right?
Yeah.
But if you take statistics for like a town like Chicago, who is the murder capital of the United States this year and previous years, I believe, you know, I want to say Memorial Day weekend, like in a weekend, like 60 people got murdered or something like
that. Wow.
I mean, it's just, it's insane.
Yeah.
In Chicago, not to go back to the gun thing, but Chicago has some of, if not the strictest gun laws in the United States.
Did you hear that?
No, what was that? Wish you're not laughing at the statistics.
Edit that out.
What was that? You fart?
Yes.
That's staying in.
Never take that out, Dad, please, though. For real.
Okay, so I'm going to start over with Chicago. I think during Memorial Day weekend had, like, I'm trying to look up the numbers on my phone while we're sitting here talking, but Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws in the United States. And I want, so far this year, I just pulled the number up. So far this year, Chicago murders, guess how many? One city, right?
In a year?
Just this year. No, I'm talking about this 2016, since January 1st till now.
300.
278.
Oh, dang, I was close.
You were close, but those, that's insane, right? Insane.
That is insane. That's so many.
6 months. So they're on pace to beat 500 in one year. How is that? How is that even?
I don't know.
An option, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
2015 total, 492.
Wow.
2014, 427. So, just an insane, place, right?
Yeah. Sadness. You could title this video "Talking About Gun Laws with My 15-Year-Old Daughter." That will make people listen.
Think so?
Yeah. Except edit this part out, because then they'll be like, what the heck?
Edit the part where you farted.
Please edit that out. Honestly, like...
That's gonna be the intro.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, pretty crazy. I mean, obviously, guns make it easy to murder. I mean, this is Sean's 2 cents. Guns make it easy to kill somebody, but...
Not Kevin's 2 cents.
Not Kevin's. I'm not Kevin's 2 cents or Sean's 2. Anyway, this is supposed to be a comedy podcast.
I know.
We got a real downer going here. But it is sadness. I mean, as a gun enthusiast, as a sportsman, as a constitutionalist, as a, you know, Second Amendment advocate, it scares me to hear the way people talk when something like this happens. Obviously, it's terrible that it happened, and it's very unfortunate, and I hate for people to knee-jerk and make decisions.
Yeah.
That they haven't really thought out the repercussions of. But let's talk about something funny. Like you farting on the
No, podcast. Something else. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I have so many. It's hard to really... I think you could ask me that almost any time and I'd give you a different answer.
Yeah, same with me. Same with songs. Like, it's my favorite song.
I have a hard time. I usually do like a top 10 in my head, you know. I'm a big fan of The Princess Bride.
Right, right.
You know that. It's just one of those movies that it's just really well written, well put
together. You read the book too, huh?
I did read the book, and it's just as goofy and funny as the movie. And I'm a huge Mel Brooks fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of his stuff. Blazing Saddles is one of my all-time favorites. A movie you probably couldn't make today.
What about The Three Amigos?
It's got some funny stuff to it. It's not one of my favorites, but it's got some funny stuff to it. And maybe I need to watch it again as an adult. I mean, I saw it a lot of times as a kid.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
And now thinking back on what I saw, it seems like it's too campy or too corny.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Where
I like intelligent comedy. Not that I like intellectual comedy, but I like something where there's kind of a hidden...
Like thought into it.
Like a hidden meaning or something where there's a joke within the joke.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that. And that's probably why I like Mel Brooks stuff so much. Even though you can take it at face value and it's corny. Or you can really read into it and look for the other meanings to some of the stuff, like
right.
whether it's social stuff that was going on at the time of the movie was made, or a reference to another movie or another part of them. You know what I mean? I just like when there's an extra thought. It just seems like that it impresses me more that the writer is able to.
What about that Twisted Airplane movie?
That's one of those movies. It's very. Smart. There's got a lot of references to other stuff in that movie. And Airplane was a great movie. But it's corny, 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 though.
Yeah, that's how I feel like The Office is, because it, has a bunch of hidden jokes that you have to catch.
Mm-hmm. And they're quick, right?
Yeah.
Because
they just move on to the next.
And if you watch Modern Family, the current show Modern Family, it's really fast. And there's a lot of jokes that happen one after the other. And if you don't pay attention, it's funny, you know. A lot of times, I'll be watching it sitting in the living room, and Mom will be watching it kind of while she's doing something in the kitchen, making dinner, making mm-hmm. something or whatever. And
you'll notice the joke.
She won't be able to catch it
because
she's, she'll listen to the original part of the joke and then turn her head, and then she missed the other part of it, or the expression or whatever, and I got to stop and rewind and go, no, you got to listen to this. So it happens really fast.
That's a good comedy.
Yeah, I enjoy that. I enjoy that a lot. This whole podcast thing, I got to figure out how to get good at it.
What do you mean? Like, find stuff to talk about?
Well, and keep it light. I mean, it's easy to get drawn down the rabbit hole of talking about something dark and serious, like the stuff we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And then drawing out conversation of the person I'm talking with, keeping them engaged and...
Yeah.
I mean, because...
Subjects to talk about.
So I think people that are listening, it's probably got a little taste of it so far, but McKenna's pretty friggin' funny most of the time. I mean, she's got a...
It has to be a certain conversation, though. Like, I have to come up with it really quick.
Man, that's kind of why I wanted you to be one of the first podcasts. I was hoping to be able to get that conversation out of you.
Well...
Because I figured it would just click.
We have to have something to talk about.
Yeah. Like what?
I do not know. We probably should have prepared a little bit better for this one.
Well, I had prepared some notes the original time when I was supposed to interview you.
What were they about?
I don't remember. I think I have them on my phone, but they were... but I didn't have anything that was specific
joke-type
funny or questions. I just had general... kind of things to keep the conversation flowing.
Yeah.
And then you bailed on me.
Well, I had stuff to do,
Like what? I think you were
hanging out with Kelsey. Yeah.
Let's see if I have notes from McKenna. I had welcome to the podcast, talk about what the podcast is all about, and explain the name, which I did all that with Mom's podcast, titled The Wife.
Check that out in the previous
podcast. Introduction to McKenna. So we did that today. School's out for summer. What are your summer plans? That was one note we haven't really talked about. So we talked a little bit about your surgery. That's a summer plan. That's
For real. It takes up 2 weeks of my summer right there. Actually, I went to the beach on Friday, I believe it was, Dad. Was it on Friday? Mm-hmm. I went to the beach with my friend, her family, my second family, pretty much. And I plan on going to the beach, like, a couple times more during the summer because I really like just, like, for the day, you know, or, like, the weekend. And we want to go to Six Flags also.
When?
I don't know. July. Sometime in July. I have mostly July off for cheer, so. Mm-hmm. But I also have cheer camp. So that's a bummer. Bummer in my summer. But, I don't know. I don't have, like, anything big going on. For cheer, we're saving up $1,000 each to go to the Holiday Bowl during Christmas.
So if you'd like to make a donation to the Centennial Cheer Program.
Donate right here.
Email me at holsworth@gmail.com.
Really, though?
And I'll hook you up with a nice pat on the back and a hearty thank you on the podcast here. Because any donations for...
Free subscriptions?
Yeah. Any donations to the cheerleader fund would be much appreciated.
Yeah, but honestly, we have to raise $25,000 before December, and that's going to be really hard. But we really want to go because USC plays in it sometimes, plays in the Holiday Bowl.
Yeah, they played the last 2 years in the Holiday Bowl.
So we get to perform during halftime.
On the field?
Mm-hmm. And we get, like, costumes, and we get to go to SeaWorld, which I don't really support SeaWorld, but, you know, still a fun experience.
Yep.
Hotel rooms, all that.
But it's pricey.
Mm-hmm. But so it's really something I wanted to do this year, so.
So you guys are, how are you guys fundraising?
Well, I had to sell car wash tickets, which was really embarrassing because I had to stand out front of our local Vons and ask people if they wanted to donate. And whenever they said no, it was super awkward. I was like, would you like to know? Like, not today. And I'm like, you don't even know what I'm trying to ask. It was really irritating. Like, I don't have any cash. Like, why are you going into a store if you don't have cash? But I don't know. It was just really irritating. And then we sold Tahoe Joe's tickets for, like, dinners for, like, $20 a piece. And we might sell candles, too. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for some candles.
Or a car wash. When is the car wash? 25th?
Yeah.
Nice. Are you going to wash cars?
Yeah, I have to wash. Well, it depends on how healed I am by then, because that's only 10 days after my surgery.
Oh, yeah.
But Wendy did say she wants me to help out no matter what. So, you know, if I'm in agonizing pain, doesn't really matter.
10 days, you won't be in agonizing pain. You'll be sore, probably.
Yeah. So I probably won't do any, like, thorough cleaning. Just kind of sit around and help.
Point.
Yeah. We sometimes have to hold up signs and stuff, so I could probably do that.
Mm-hmm. I think I sold more tickets to the car wash than you did. How many did you sell?
Six.
I think I sold
that
or more.
I sold 10.
Maybe you did sell more than me. So if you want to buy a car wash ticket, email us at holsworth@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
If you live in the area, there's no point in buying one if you don't.
Yeah, you can just buy it just so you can give us $5 for a car wash. You want people to buy it and not actually come to the car wash. You just want the money.
That's true. One guy did that. I was like handing him his ticket and he's like, no, you can keep that. And I was like, okay.
And you sold it again. Sounds like mom just got home.
Yeah.
So the one thing with this podcast is there's activity all the time around here, so you'll probably hear a lot of background noise.
I'm telling John about your podcast.
Are you?
But I'm not going to let him listen to it.
He can listen to it if he wants to listen. It's never a free country. You got to tell him the name?
No. Because he'll actually look it up and he'll listen to it.
So? Say hi, John.
No.
Oh, there's the door.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, the background noise of the door slamming and the Target bag hitting the counter.
Did you get food?
The story of a high school kid. Did you get food?
Mm-hmm. I got a bottle of water for the Bakersfield heat.
It's going to be hot, hot, hot next week, supposed to be.
Yay.
I think like 4 days at 106 or something I read.
You guys live?
Yep. You're just in the background. Woman.
Easy, easy. So.
How long have we been recording now?
I don't know.
I think it's been a hot minute. I think we're done.
How long?
A hot minute.
55 minutes.
That's pretty good for me, I would say.
55 minutes. Okay, I guess we'll sign off then.
Yep, it's been a ride, a roller coaster.
What?
Don't put that in there either.
You're going to have to edit it. There's all the stuff you want to take out is all your stuff. I'll just leave all my crap in. That's Nobody cares what I say.
Nah. So you guys are done?
So you're going to have to. And we're still recording.
You can still hear the trash can. So.
So we're about done. Unless McKenna has anything else to share.
Signing out. Do you have an outro or?
I'm trying to set up an awkward silence for you.
Goodbye.
taking your headphones off does not stop the recording.
It doesn't?
No.
Like, no. Can I turn this off?
All right.
Adios.
Adios.